Our top priority is the safety of our team and the continuity of our operations, said Ashot Andeev, chief executive officer. While our administrative office is in ruins, our production facility survived, allowing us to continue serving our customers and partners. Additionally, stakeholders will be kept informed throughout the recovery process. The company is working to minimize delays and fulfill its commitments while maintaining customer service support operations. For further information, contact office at rigexpert.com. A quick reminder that the ARRO International DX Contest, CW, is this weekend, starting at 0000 UTC on Saturday, February 15th, and concluding at 2359 UTC on Sunday, February 16th. This DX Contest is a great opportunity for U.S. and Canadian amateurs to make DX contacts and boost their DXCC totals. 2024 saw a record of 5,552 entries, and Solar Cycle 25 has continued to peak since, so don't miss this contest. Complete rules and more information, visit www.arrl.org/arrl-dx. A silent key to report this week, Bob Nauman, W5OV, passed away at his home in Texas on February 10th, 2025. Nauman was a mentor to many in the amateur radio service and well-known in the ham radio contesting and DX community. He served on the headquarters staff of ARRL as director of operations from 2021 to 2024. He was an ARRL life member and a member of the ARRL Diamond Club. ARRL Chief Executive Officer David Minster, NA2AA, has known Nauman for decades. Bob was a very passionate supporter of amateur radio, and especially ARRL. He said on many occasions that working at HQ was a dream come true, wrote Minster in a message to the ARRL staff. Nauman had many friends around the world through amateur radio. He achieved the ARRL DXCC Honor Roll and was a long-serving member of the CQ Worldwide DX Contest Committee. Nauman enjoyed trips to the Ham Radio Exposition in Friedrichstetten, Germany. You can read ARRL's full remembrance, including information about services for Nauman, at ARRL.org. $10,000 grant to the University of Scranton from the Frankfurt Radio Club, FRC, in Pennsylvania,